This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 14th. God's word for you today is When God Speaks, Part 2. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 30, verse 21, which says, Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, This is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left. What should you expect when God speaks to you? Firstly, as you are led by God's Spirit, expect that all your needs will be met. Secondly, as you are led by God's Spirit, your placement will be strategic. God will put you in some very nice places. Psalm 23 verse 2 says, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. As you walk with God, as you hear God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your placement will be strategic. Thirdly, as you are led by God's Spirit, you will live a righteous life. To live a righteous life means to make the right decisions, to take the right steps, to make the right call. Psalm 23 verse 3 says, He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to His name. Why will God guide you along the right path? So that His name will be glorified. God has vested interest in your life. It is in His interest that you walk in the right path, and so it is His interest to guide you. Guidance will never be a struggle in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Fourthly, as you are led by God's Spirit, fear will be far away from you. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. When God is near, we lose our fears. If you find out that you are afraid, check how close you are to your shepherd. If when you consider what the future has in store for you, you feel afraid, then check your walk with God to determine how close you are to your shepherd. And it is simply because our fears disappear when God is near. God's presence is our protection. Psalm 11 verse 1 says, I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, fly like a bird to the mountains for safety? As God speaks to you and you are led by the Spirit of God, you will be honored. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as you are led by the Spirit of God in this season, God Himself will honor you. As you are led by God's Spirit, you will be promoted. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 says, If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. This is a principle of God's word. Kenneth Hagin shared, based on his experience with ministers, and by extension Christians, that what distinguishes one pastor, one Christian from another, is listening to God and obeying God. Nobody is a superstar. Nobody is better than the other. Nobody is stronger than the other. The difference is aligning with God. When you align with God, He promotes you. Ask Joseph. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, as I follow your leading, all my needs will be met. My placement will be strategic. I will live righteously. I will be fearless. I will be honored and promoted. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.